Granny's, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
Aye, Dog Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down at Pine Ridge. Well, the citizens of Pine Ridge are resting easier now that Dr. Samuel W. Snide has decided to hang out his shingle and take care of their dental needs. Lum and Abner are busy helping him fix up the feed room, which he will henceforth use as his office. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in their jot-em-down store and library. Lum is talking on the telephone. Listen.
Well, I suggest you come in about 2 o'clock, Miss Abernathy. Yes, Mom. The dentist will be here then, I'm sure. Yeah, that'll be fine. All right. Goodbye. Yeah, there's another patient for Dr. Snide.
Yeah, how come he ain't in his office this morning, Mom?
Oh, I sent him over to the schoolhouse.
Schoolhouse?
Yeah.
Ain't he sort of old to start into school?
He ain't going to school, silly. I just sent him over there to make arrangements with Professor Sloan for examining the scholar's teeth.
Oh.
That's the main reason we got him to come to Pine Ridge.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Besides, he's already been to school.
He has, huh?
Well, sure. That's where he win that medal for the standing broad jump.
Oh.
Well, for the land's sakes, look out yonder, Abner.
Huh?
Ain't that Mousy Gray?
Mousy Gray? Why, Nola.
Why, it is. It sure is. That's him.
Why,
that's
George,
him.
I never knowed he was in town.
Yeah, must have got himself a furlough.
Yes, sir, must have. Well, Mousy Gray, look at that. Well, howdy, Mousy, old boy.
Yeah, come on in here, soldier boy, and let us get a good look at you.
Well, hello,
Lum,
Abner.
Grannies, it's good to see you. Sit down here and tell us all about yourself.
Yeah, tell us everything, Mousy. Don't leave out nothing now. Just sit down right there.
Oh, Grannies, it's good to see you.
Yeah.
We just feared they'd shipped you off to Africa or somewhere's been out.
Well, sir, I think our outfit is getting ready to move out, but I can't tell you where, though, Lum.
Oh, of course not. That's a military secret, more than likely.
Yes, sir.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if it wasn't Africa, though. Or maybe even Europe itself. You know, there's a big invasion being planned now. No telling when it might start.
Are they sure enough planning the invasion, Lum?
Oh, yeah. We're on the move now. We've taken the offensive.
Well, good for us.
According to what I've been reading in the papers lately. But here, don't let me do all the talking. It's you we want to hear about, Mousy.
Yes, sir.
Well, what all have you been doing at the camp?
Well, sir...
Did you know Cedric's working at the defense plant now? Graveyard shift.
Yes, sir. You wrote me about that.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We did.
Did I tell you little Pearls went away to a nursing school, Mousy, and we got a hearing from her just a couple of days ago. She's doing right good there, I reckon. They got her counting blood now.
Counting blood?
Yeah. Said she's being learned how to take up blood count or something like it. I don't understand half she tells us in her letters, such big words.
Yeah. Well, go on, Mousy. What else do you know?
Well, sir...
I don't reckon you know about Grandpap running off to Toledo over by himself. He's got the amnesia, you know.
Yeah, he fell on some ice one day out here in front of the store, and ever since, why, he thought he's a feller named Buster V. Davenport from Toledo, Ohio.
Yes, what do you think? So he went back there to try to find his real age. Poor old fella.
Yes, sir, and we ain't heard a word from him since he left town, either.
Oh, everybody's worried half sick to death about him. Especially his woman, Aunt Charity.
Oh, yeah. Say, we got a new dentist in town, Mousy. Dr. Snide. He's setting up an office right back there in the feed room. If you got any teeth you want fixed, well, I believe we can get him to fix them for you for nothing, just while you're here.
Well, let's not bother with that right now, Abner. Let's hear what else Mousy has to say.
Oh, sure, yeah. Go on, Mousy. Tell us everything. I'll tell you all about the Goshens is having a new baby later on.
Yeah,
a boy.
Right.
Weighed 7.5 pounds, I believe it was. They named it Emmett Jr. after his pa. His name's Emmett, too, you know.
Yeah, you know Emmett, Mousy. Well, go on. Tell us all about your regiment and everything.
Well, sir, I don't think I've got time to tell you any more right now, Lum. See, I'm supposed to meet my wife, Gussie, at 10:30.
Oh, well, you got 5 minutes yet. You ain't told us half the stuff about yourself yet. Go on, talk fast as you can.
Well, sir, I'll tell you...
You know, we don't get to see you very often no more.
Why, I don't get to hear
you tell them interesting stories.
I don't know how many weeks since you was home last, Mousie.
And here you are getting ready to ship out to Europe for summer. Is there anything you need to take along on that trip, Mousie?
Yes, sir, just name it and we'll get it for you. Anything at all that you
get it if we have to steal it.
Well, no, sir, the Army furnishes us about everything we need, I guess.
Well, I, grannies, I know one thing can do that'll help him when he gets over there, Abner, and that's to buy more war bonds than he ever did before.
Buy more war bonds?
Yeah.
Well, law me, Lum, we can't afford to buy more than we're buying right now.
Oh, yes, we can.
How?
There's lots of things we can get along without and use the money we save for bonds. Just think of all the things our boys on the fighting fronts is getting along without.
Yeah.
Just stop and study about that a few minutes.
Oh, sure, bound to be.
It ain't going to hurt us none to make a few sacrifices here at home.
No, no, of course not. But all them taxes we're paying, too.
Yeah, I know they're high. But if we was living in some other country, we'd be paying more than twice that much.
We would, huh?
Oh, yeah. Bigger share of our money to the government than we are right now, bound you. More than twice as much. That's what I hear. Ain't that right, Mousie?
Yes, sir.
Well, of course, I don't see how bonds will do much good for Mousie. If he gets to fighting them Nazis over there, a pocket full of bonds ain't going to help him much longer.
Well, that ain't the idea. You see, here, I'll draw you out a diagram and show you just how that works. Hand me that pencil there, Abner.
Oh, yeah, draw diagrams. I love diagrams, just love them.
Yeah. Yeah, see, I'm a pretty good hand at this, too. I'll draw it on top of this packing case here.
Oh.
And I want you to help me with this now, Mousie.
Yes, sir.
Now, to make an invasion of Europe, we got to cross water, ain't we?
Yes, sir.
The English channels or the Mediterranean Sea. So this big circle here will represent a body of water.
The Mill Pond?
Well, all right. For the sake of argument, we'll call it the Mill Pond.
Well, you ain't made it the right shape then, Lum. See, the Mill Pond's got a sort of a bulge over here on this side here.
Well, all right. We'll put a bulge in it if that'll keep you happy.
Yeah, put a bulge in, yeah.
Now then, on this side here is Mousie's outfit. All these X's here.
Yeah, which one is Mousie? This one over here?
Yeah, that one.
It don't look much like him. That's too big of an X. I believe this little X over here looks more like Mouser. He's a little fella.
All right. That's him over there, then.
Yeah, that's better. That's him right there. Draw a circle around it so I'll know him.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, then, I want you to help me with this now, Mouser. Now, then, on this side is where the enemy's at. Right along here.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we better warn Al Potter, then. That's right where his house is at. I better get him on the phone right now.
Sit down, Abner. Don't call him up. We're just seeing the enemies there. That's all.
Oh. Well, next time I see Alf, I'll tell him sort of keep watch of things over there. See if he sees anything suspicious.
Yeah, you do that.
Yeah, I'll take care of it. Don't worry.
All right. Now, we know that Mousie and his outfit already has got the guns and tanks and stuff they need to fight with. We've already bought them for him.
We did. When we do all that?
Well, I mean, us home folks.
How?
That's where all that money went that we've been paying into war bonds week after week. Ain't that right, Mousie?
Yes, sir.
So here's Mousie and the other soldiers ready to fight, but first they got to get over to this side over here where the enemy's at.
How?
Now, how did they get across the Mill Pond?
Well, the best way would be just walk around it, Lum. They could head right out through Ezra's
Abner,
Sea.
Abner, the Mill Pond we're talking about is way yonder too big to walk around.
Oh, wait a minute. I know how they do it. See, first two slim soldiers goes across in a boat, and then one of the slim fellers brings a boat back and picks up a fat feller and takes... Oh, wait a minute. That's the way you get geese and the fox across. No, that's right.
Well, you have to go by boat, all right.
Well, now, there's that old boat of Ulysses Quincy's down there, but that thing leaked something awful on. They'd never get across in that. And even if they did, they'd have to make 1,000 or 100 trips. That boat wouldn't hold but three fellers. How many is he in your outfit, Mousie?
Well, sir...
Wait, that ain't important. The point is that it takes big transport ships to get them across and big battleships to protect them. And it takes millions and millions and thousands of dollars to run them ships.
It does.
Yes, sir. Don't it, Mousie?
Yes, sir.
And where's all the money coming from? From the money us home folks puts into war bonds, that's where.
Well, why don't we just use my idea and save ourselves all that money by having Mouse and his bunch just walk around it instead of going by boat, Lum?
I told you they can't walk around it.
Well, Lom, if they'd wait for a dry spell, they could wade across it. That thing ain't waist deep.
You can't wade across the Mediterranean Sea, can you, Mousie?
No, sir.
And Mousie knows, too, because he's in the Army. All right, now, we've got the whole outfit landed on the other side. Now what happens?
We can stop buying bonds.
Oh, no, no. Now's when we really go to start buying bonds.
Huh?
Because now the main fight starts.
Oh,
and it's up to us to keep furnishing food and ammunition for Mousie and his fellers day after day after day till Mr. Hitler's final lick.
Well, good for Mousie. Hooray for us.
And how do we go about furnishing all that stuff? The victuals, the bullets, the gasoline for the airplanes and tanks and all? You tell him, Mousie.
Well, sir, just buy war bonds.
That's right. And every day we fail to do that, we're causing Mousie's outfit to lose a battle. And that makes the war last just that much longer. We'll have to go without meat and potatoes and stuff just that much longer back home.
Aye, doggies, us home folks have got a pretty important job to do after all, ain't we?
You dead blame right we have.
Well, say, Lum, I hate to break away, but I promised Gussie I'd meet her at 10:30, and it's after that right now.
Yeah, that's right. You're right. Well, you run along, Mousie, but come back this afternoon if you can, will you?
Yes, sir, I sure will.
Be sure now.
Yeah, see you later, Mousie, old boy.
Yeah, so long.
Yeah, so long.
It sure seemed good to have him sitting here in the store again, telling us all about himself.
Oh,
I could have sat here and listened to him for the rest of the day.
Oh, tell some awful interesting stuff, too, about the Army and all.
Oh, yeah. He's an interesting talker if I ever heard one. Yeah, I'm mighty proud of him.